following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries. From Friday, December 30th, 2022, through Thursday, January 5th, 2023. December 30th, 2022, the sixth day within the octave of Christmas. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, the purpose of these messages and all the graces attendant to this property is to change hearts from lukewarm to fervent belief in holy love. Holy love is a call to all people and all nations to hasten to their conversion before the apocalypse. Within this call to conversion is my own call to embrace hearts as a mother during these ambiguous and troubled times. When a soul does not know how to choose or what direction to follow, holy love is the compass which keeps them on track of their own personal holiness and salvation. Holy love transforms the difficult decisions into the obvious choices needed to advance into the chambers of our united hearts. During these times, when Satan desperately needs to snatch souls from the path of righteousness, holy love is a beacon of delivery from evil. No one who embraces sin is also embracing holy love. Each soul needs to pray for honest discernment as to the direction his life is taking. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Another note is given to read Jude 17 through 22. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. December 31st, 2022, the seventh day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, tomorrow opens the door on a new year. Therefore, today, spend time in discerning what you should change in your personal relationship with me so that we could be closer. What areas of your personal holiness are discouraging to you? What distracts you in prayer? How can you change your relationships with others to be more like holy love? What virtues do you most need to improve on? What are the areas of pride in your life? Each of you has some spiritual weakness. Today, as you prepare for the beginning of a new year just hours away, discern what areas of weakness need the most grace. Then, pray for that grace to overcome your spiritual weakness. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 1st, 2023, the Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of God, and the Feast of the Circumcision of Our Lord, and the Octave of Christmas. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear little children, as we begin a new year, I wish to reiterate to you that I am always with you, holding you in the folds of my mantle and deep within my Immaculate Heart. The first chamber of our united hearts is my Immaculate Heart, which cleanses and purges the soul of inordinate desires and conduct. Thus, it is your Heavenly Mother who draws you out of the world and into personal holiness. Today, let us celebrate together your yes to the Lord's call to follow Him by virtue of the cleansing of my Immaculate Heart. My provision to bring you along the path of holiness is omnipotent, as I reign over all the earth. A note is given to read Luke chapter 1, 46 through 49. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. January 2nd, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the new year is opening ahead of you with all its present moment graces and opportunities. This year, make each moment a partnership between your heart and mine. Take some time each day to study the day's message and apply to your own journey in holiness. Make your relationship with me more important each day. If each soul would do this, soon the conversion of the heart of the world would be accomplished. Each present moment is your opportunity to change the heart of the world. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 3rd, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, help me to compose the year ahead into a symphony of love. A symphony is comprised of many instruments, just as a year is comprised of many days. Make each day a masterpiece of love. This is the way to change the heart of the world into love. This can only happen by your efforts, each of you. I will receive your efforts in holy love at the end of each day, taking into account the workings of your free will to live the present moment in holy love. Each present moment is part of the year ahead and part of my plan to change the heart of the world. Employ your free will to accomplish this victory. This is a victory which challenges many of Satan's evil plans. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 4th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Dear children, I have created you to share heaven with me. Until such time as I call you, build up my kingdom on earth. That is your vocation. Work and pray towards the salvation of souls, no matter the cost to self. In the end, I will show you the souls you have influenced towards their own salvation. always pray for souls to be convicted in the truth. That is the path of each one's salvation. Those who deny the truth of the reason I have created them have chosen perdition. Obedience to my commandments is the building blocks of my kingdom on earth. This same obedience candidly supports my truth. Do not linger along the path of salvation, but move sure-footedly past every distraction by merit of your determined obedience. This is the way to influence others along the same path. Be an example of love of my commandments. A note is given to read 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. And this is love, that we follow his commandments. This is the commandment, as you have heard from the beginning, that you follow love. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 5th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, there are aggressive plans, nefarious plans in the hearts of some world leaders. These plans are towards harm and control of world goods and necessities in the everyday function of daily business and even survival. Pray that technology does not succumb to the control of evil. Therein lies the future of the world. This is a battle now out in the open, not even hidden, but brazenly exposed to scrutiny. Pray that your nation takes a stand against technological aggression. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.